A cold front is stalled just to our south this afternoon. As a result, it has been on the gloomy side through much of the area, though there is some sunshine getting through, primarily in northern areas, and that's the drier air that is slowly working its way in. So as we move into the nighttime hours, an area of high pressure is going to build across eastern Canada. That's going to help to push the dry air in, and also it's going to help to nudge that front a little bit farther south. So the bottom line is that we will see a clearing trend heading into tonight as the clouds move out, any spotty showers will come to an end, and it's going to be a chilly night as temperatures slip back into the 40s to around 50 degrees. We should be near 50 or so in the capital region. Across the Adirondacks, some 30s are going to be possible later tonight. So it is going to be a chilly night and a chilly start to the day tomorrow. Some areas of fog are likely to form, and some of that fog will linger into the morning commute. The most likely areas to see fog will be near bodies of water and in valley locations. And looking ahead to the day on Friday, well, the weather is looking really, really nice. We'll see plenty of sunshine. A few clouds will mix in from time to time. It'll be a pleasant day. It's going to be a little bit cool for this time of year, probably about 5 to 8 degrees below average tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures will be about 65 to 70 in most areas. You'll notice a little bit of a breeze kick up tomorrow afternoon, and that may make it feel just a little bit cooler. Then as we head into the weekend, some showers are likely at times on Saturday. It's not going to rain the whole time, but there are going to be some raindrops around, so you may have to have an inside backup plan if you have outdoor plans on Saturday. Temperatures will be in the neighborhood of 70. Sunday looks milder, as temperatures should bounce back into the 70s on Sunday afternoon. I quickly want to mention the tropics this afternoon, as there is an area of potential tropical development that is near the Bahamas. So that is something that the Hurricane Center is monitoring very closely. Areas of potential impact include the Bahamas and also Florida. It's something that the Hurricane Center will monitor in the coming days. And now here is our latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly, some areas of fog. Lows in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, a bit breezy, a high of 65 to 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly, some areas of fog, lows in the 40s, some 30s in the Adirondacks, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, a bit breezy, and a high temperature of 65 to 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clearing and cooler with some areas of fog, low 46 to 54, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, a bit breezy, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, clearing and cooler, some areas of fog, lows in the 40s to around 50, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasant, a bit breezy, a high of 65 to 70. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers likely, highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and on Sunday, partly sunny and mild with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.